Up next on American Restoration.
This is a scoreboard from the 1940s.
That's so cool.
Can you make it look good?
I can make it look good.
But can you make it work?
This is a uranium detector.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
This detecting the radiation that it emits.
This goes all the way back to your physics thing that you failed.
I got a D. It wasn't failing.
You failed.
There's a lot of wires, and what I need you to do is label each one of them.
Whatever.
Cowboy, every single wire gets a label.
Wait till you see. I'm going to label everything.
What the f***? Cowboy!
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions, his works in progress, the things that drive him crazy, projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
Okay, come on, bring it in.
Here at my shop, we can restore anything from any part of the world. But no matter how obscure an item is, if it's made in the USA, it's extra special to me.
What is this?
This is a scoreboard. Came out of a high school from the 1940s.
Can I open it?
Sure, go ahead. I'm here at Rick's Restorations today to drop off my scoreboard. I own the local bar. We used it when we shot pool, and I'd like to see it restored back to its original condition.
It is so awesome. It's not baseball or football. It's definitely basketball.
Yes, that's a countdown clock.
Yep.
There's
the buzzer. That's the buzzer. You got quarters, first, second, third, and fourth.
I remember in our gym in high school, we had sort of something like this, right?
Yeah, similar.
Did you know the manufacturer on this or anything?
It's All-American.
Yeah, the guy that invented the All-American Scoreboard Company, he was actually a principal of a school. They wanted a scoreboard, electric board, and he actually made it. Later on, he quit school, and he started making scoreboards.
Yeah.
I mean, this was really cool to be able to have an electronic scoreboard, because before that, it would be nothing but the guy.
Yeah, it was just a big wood board, and these guys with numbers have to climb up there or be behind there and actually hang numbers or spin numbers in the back.
Yeah.
Back when this scoreboard was made, life revolved around your community, your school, and high school athletes were the hometown heroes. So to make the school feel special and fancy, they get a cool scoreboard just like this.
This is basically the controller that operates this entire face. Everything about it, resetting the clock, it would do each one of the numbers. It probably even blew the horn.
You push the number up here that you want, and then you change the score, you push the red button.
Yeah. All right, so does it work, though?
Right now, I don't believe anything works.
Oh. I want to know what you want to do with it, though.
I want it to look good, and I want it to work.
Okay.
I like to hang it in my office. I have a combination office game room. I like to keep score on it.
Okay.
I was hoping maybe in the center you could put a regular clock face in there. This is actually a picture of the original building it came from.
Oh, wow.
Maybe you could put like a ghost of that picture.
Okay. So what you're going to do is sort of inlay this background, or it looks like that. That look cool in there, actually.
Very cool.
All right, so we can go ahead and fix the clock. This will be a clock with 12 numbers instead of 8. It'll light, like you said, a ghost shadow of the school. We'll redo the hands, you know, whatever they were originally.
Right.
We want to make the buzzer buzz.
Yep.
We'll replace all the bulbs.
I definitely like to have the original connectors.
Ends, right, the original ends on it and everything.
So what do you think this will cost?
In order to do the whole thing and make it work again, make it pretty, I'm looking between $95 and $9,800.
Whoa.
Wire is very, very expensive. It's copper. You can run into, $1 to $5 a foot. And I can't see inside of this. If I have to replace every single piece of wire in there, we could get in trouble.
I'd love to see it working again, so let's do it.
All right.
Right on. All right,
Dale, thank you.
Awesome, Dale.
Thank you.
This scoreboard is such an awesome piece of Americana. And the nice thing about these early electronics is they're fairly straightforward. I can't wait to get started.
And he shoots.
He scores. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Rick.
Melissa.
What can I do for you?
I was cleaning out my father's garage, and I found something, and I wanted to restore it.
Oh, cool. Well, let's bring it over here.
Okay. My dad was a lover of gadgets, a lifelong educator, and I found something on his workbench. I wanted to restore it because it just really summed up what my dad was.
Wow. What is that?
This is a uranium detector.
No way. Really?
Yeah. I was cleaning out my father's garage, and I found it in a pile of junk. He was a gadget man, and...
Man after my own heart.
Yeah, yeah. He loved interesting devices.
That's pretty cool. These were around a lot, actually, in the 50s and 60s.
This thing is so cool. I remember back when I was a kid, people used to use them to look for precious metals on their property. The government was building so many nuclear weapons, they'd actually pay you if you found some radioactive material. So many people were investing in these things.
All right, well, what do you want to do with this thing?
Well, I'd like it cleaned up. I'd like the glass repaired, the rust removed. I want it looking good. And in memory of my father, I would love to see it working.
Okay. Restoring it, all the chroming, we can go ahead and just clean that. Redoing the face of it. I think I can definitely make it look great, but I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it work. So I gotta go inside of it and see what's there. I'm assuming it's electronic, but it may be tubed. I don't know, because it's another one of those pieces that I've never, ever seen before. So I know there's an expert in this kind of stuff. He might be able to tell us, you know, what, how it worked.
Okay.
So I'll ask him whatever I gotta do to make it happen. But if I can get the whole thing done, working, I'm looking at probably $1,500 to do the whole thing.
Ooh, that is a lot for such a little device. Well, this is the only thing I kept at my father's, and this will be a good tribute to him, so let's do it.
All right, that's awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you. Let's go in the office, we'll take care of a little paperwork, and I'll get started.
$1,500 is a lot of money. For that price, I really hope he can get it working again.
I've never had to restore a uranium detector before, so in order to do this job right, I need some more information about it. So Tyler and I are heading to the National Atomic Testing Museum to speak to some experts.
How you doing?
I'm Rick.
Alan, director of the National Atomic Testing Museum.
Awesome.
And this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Nice curator. To meet
you. This is it right here.
Okay. It's something that we need to restore, but I need to know a little bit more about it.
You came to the right place.
Awesome. Okay.
Let's go take a look.
All right.
The National Atomic Testing Museum is the keeper of the story of the nation's nuclear weapons testing programs, and particularly here in Nevada. So, Rick, here's Geiger counters.
All right, so, I mean, that piece of equipment there was a uranium detector, and then all these, I mean, you're calling them Geiger counters.
It's really the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're trying to detect radioactivity in materials, and a uranium detector does exactly that. It will find uranium because it's detecting the radiation that it emits.
This goes all the way back to your physics thing that I was trying to help you with in 11th grade that you failed.
I got a D, it wasn't failing.
You failed.
So Rick, let's go see how we use the Geiger counter.
Okay.
Being here reminds me a little bit of being back in school, but it never hurts to learn anything new because I never really know what we're gonna get into the shop. I mean, any knowledge is helpful.
We got a couple of samples here so we can kind of test this out, and I'll show you how it sounds.
Okay.
So every time you hear it beeping, it's picking up a particle. The more beeps you get, the more radiation is coming out of the material.
Wow. I think I know how to make the thing look beautiful, but I want it to work, and I don't know how to do that.
There are some components that are critical. There are circuit boards, there are batteries inside, and certainly the Geiger-Müller tube.
This thing here.
That tube is actually filled with an inert gas.
Can the gas leak out of these?
Well, it dissipates over time. You would have to send that out to a company to have it recharged.
Oh.
You got a lot of work to do.
You got a lot of work. So, okay, thank you very much.
This is great. I never would have thought of sending out the GM tube for a recharge. So that alone made the trip well worth it.
When I saw there was that many wires and that much cable, I freaked out. I could see it taking me a long, long time to be able to do this.
It's time consuming.
Oh, it's really cool.
Can we see it work?
The only thing is I don't have any uranium.
Customer brought in a really awesome scoreboard, just like the one from my high school days. But when Kyle and I took a closer look, we realized the cabling was corroded.
It's so crispy when you move it. Watch.
That's trash.
And the wiring was a total mess.
We gotta replace it all.
I got so excited to restore the scoreboard from my high school days, I overestimated the condition that it's in. So I called in a heavy-duty wiring guy to sort this thing out.
I'm Jason. I specialize in electronic scoreboards. Hopefully we can get the wire straightened out and we'll get it completed. Oh, wow.
I called you because the cables and wires, all of them are all broke.
Gotcha.
They're not colored. They're not numbered. It's like, oh, my God. How are you going to get to know where this wire goes to this wire?
Actually, what I would do is just mark the back of this where these wires need to go really well and just hand me the cable.
Okay.
As long as everything's marked, we can get you a new extension cord.
So mark each one of these wires.
Correct.
I could see it taking me a long, long time to be able to do this.
It's time consuming.
So if I do all the wire labeling and cosmetic stuff,
what's it going to cost me to get it up and running wire-wise?
About $2,000.
Quite honestly, I think that's better than sending it back to him broke. He wants it working.
Right.
So if you can do your end, I'll do my end, and I think we can actually come together and figure it out, right?
Exactly.
All right. Okay, you got it. We'll do that.
$2,000 is more than I thought this wiring would cost, but I didn't think the wiring was going to be so complex. So having Jason do the heavy lifting is going to be money well spent. Since we got back from the Atomic Testing Museum, we've been going full tilt on this Geiger counter. We took it apart, fixed the casing, and now we're painting it. Meanwhile, my brother Ron has gone MIA, and that's never a good sign.
Cowboy, I got a job for you. What the deal is there's a scoreboard in the back. There's probably 100 wires. I need it all labeled. Okay, can you handle that?
That's a job for the boys. I don't know why Rick's always got me doing these little jobs. It's gonna be a pain in the ass over there labeling all them damn wires in that hot-ass sun. Boys can handle that.
I really want it done right. If it's not labeled correctly, it's not gonna work at all, okay? Every single wire gets a label with, like, Post-its or something.
Damn it. And you know how long it's gonna take me to label all them wires?
I know it's a tough job, but it's a really, really important one, and I need you to do it.
You saying it's important don't mean I gotta do it.
Cowboy, you're the guy. How come every time I give Cowboy a simple job, he has to give me crap about it? Why can't he just say, okay, Rick?
Can I have a beer at the same time?
Oh, you know dang good and well you can't have a beer, all right?
I'll label it, all right. It's hotter than a son of a out here. If Rick's gonna give me the world's worst job, I'm not gonna suffer alone. Kyle owes me for a night out of the bar.
We got like 92 more.
Get this over with.
This is gonna take us all day.
You know I'm getting paid back for Rick for this.
The uranium detector is gonna be done pretty soon, but if we're gonna show them that it really works, we're gonna need some uranium to test it on. Since they don't normally have any at the local hardware store, I called up the Atomic Testing Museum to see if they could help me out. Now, I don't know what to expect, but I'm seeing glowing green rocks and a hazmat suit in my future.
How's it going? Hey, I'm Ron with Rick's Restorations. Yes. I'm here to pick up a package.
Oh, yes. I think this is it for you, sir.
All right.
Now, if we could have you sign that for the two items we have in here, we have one Fiestaware teacup and one saucer.
Kitchenware? Seriously? Does this stuff, like, glow when you turn the lights off or anything?
No, what they did was they crushed up uranium and they used it for the orange glaze process. And it's what gives it the nice orange burnt color.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
This isn't radioactive or anything, is it?
Yes, slightly.
That's pretty crazy.
It's not going to top the charts on your radiation detector, but it will definitely give a signal.
Right on. All right. Have a good one.
You have a good day, sir.
Thanks.
Back at the shop, we're hard at work on the cosmetics for the 40 scoreboard. While we're bead blasting and buffing the light fixtures, Ted is using a pressure pot to make the lenses for the period lights on the scoreboard.
Flawless.
Hey, Rick. Rick. Hey, Melissa's here for the uranium detector, dude.
Hey, Melissa.
I heard it was done. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, you excited?
Yes,
this is pretty
yes.
cool. It came out really, really nice. I can't wait for you to see it.
Oh, great. When I dropped it off, it wasn't working, and you could tell it had sat around for a long time. But I'm really hoping it works and excited to see it.
Okay, Melissa, you remember what this looked like, right?
Yeah.
It had its own little character at the time.
Right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
One, two, three.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it is beautiful. Just like new. Glass and the diesel are fixed. To actually see it was just thrilling. I was really amazed at the appearance of the wand. That chrome looks perfect. It just looks great. So this must have been a bit of a job.
Oh, yeah. This is all aluminum.
Okay.
So we sandblasted that all. We actually handmade the plastic bezel on the front of it there.
Really?
And then we shot it with the same color that would have been back on it in the day. It's called Hammer Tone Aqua Blue. Silk screened all that art on there, so it looked just like it did back in the day.
Yeah. You did an amazing job. It is just beautiful. I was hoping that it would look like new, but I'm really concerned about whether or not it's working. I'm going to be disappointed if it's not. So can we test it? Can we see it work?
It does work, but the only thing is I don't have any uranium.
Well, that's not exactly true. Your little brother has a little surprise for you, all right?
What do you mean you got a surprise?
Hold on one second, okay?
He doesn't know what uranium is. He has no clue.
I, too, made a trip to the National Atomic Testing Museum.
You did?
And I've had some uranium sitting around this place.
What are you doing with uranium sitting around the shop? I mean, really?
I don't know if I should have gloves, but...
It's a teacup.
Glazed with uranium.
That's pretty cool.
Is this okay to have sitting around my house?
Yeah, but don't drink out of it.
Yeah. All right, so... Pulled this out. Okay, this is the wand. And what it does is this thing is going to read it. When you go over top of it, you're going to hold it down like that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
So watch the needle and you'll sort of hear it. Ready, here we go.
Oh, I hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so
See?
Cool.
Want to try it?
Yes. Okay. Oh, there it goes. Oh, this is great. I've never seen it work, so to see the indicator move and to hear it clicking, that was really exciting.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any project that I restore, I like taking completely apart down to the bare bones, even if it's riveted. But removing rivets can often be a challenge. What is the best tool to remove small popped rivets? A, a drill. B, a hammer and chisel. C, an angle grinder. D, a punch. The answer and more coming up. What is the best tool to remove small popped rivets? The correct answer is A, a drill. To take a pop rivet off, you simply find a drill bit that's just a little bit bigger than the hole in the rivet's head. When you drill into it, all you want to do is drill the head of the rivet off. This allows the back of the rivet to fall off without affecting the original hole. Then when you want to reassemble your project, you can go ahead, use the same size rivet, and start putting it all back together again. With all the electrical now done on this 40 scoreboard, Kyle's putting it all together for the customer who's coming in later today to pick it up.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah?
Dale's here.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Rick.
Good to see you. Everything good?
I hope so.
You excited to see this thing?
I'm excited to see my scoreboard.
All right. Well, it was a huge project for us, but I can't wait to show it to you. It's in here. Come on in here.
I'm really looking forward to seeing the scoreboard working again with all the lights working, and hopefully the buzzer's going to buzz.
You remember what this thing looked like, right?
It was bad.
A little disgusting, right?
I can't wait to see it, Rick.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Wow. Wow. The paint, everything on it is just so shiny. And I asked for it to look like it came out of the factory, and Rick, this does. Rick really did an excellent job with it, and it's a perfect tribute to where this scoreboard actually came from.
This was a huge project. I mean, the wiring behind there's like 200 wires in here. The wiring thing was just a nightmare. I think I got probably 120 hours of just
figuring out what wire went to where. In fact, I had to have an expert come in just to help me with just the cable itself. The rest of it, you know, the can itself, we went through, restored the can. Ted did all the artwork on here. It's all been cleared over.
Great.
It's brand new. The horn itself, we redid all this, powder coated this, make it all red. And of course, the face, Ted took your art off your postcard and transposed it onto this plastic to where it's actually, when you backlight it, you can see through it. So it looks really cool. We took and put a new clock in there that was capable of doing, you know, hours instead of like the eight minute clock. We kept the same hands and everything.
The clock, I just can't believe it. It's perfect. You nailed it.
Good.
Now, my next question, does it work?
Yeah. You ready? Watch the clock.
Okay.
It's going to come on first. Here we go. One, two, three.
Wow.
See, it's lit up?
Yep.
All right, you ready for some more?
Let's see some other lights.
Okay, here we go. All right, so let's just pretend we're into the fourth period. Okay?
Wow.
All lit up. The score is 77-77.
Never seen that many lights on before.
And we're right at the end of the game. The clock's coming to the end. The buzzer's about to go.
It was great to see the numbers light up again. The period lights, the clock face, I mean, everything was great. And then when that horn went off, it just took me back to high school. I guess the final question is, where are we at with the budget?
You know, we ended up with quite a bit of time in it. But as far as what I told you before, we're on budget, okay?
I'm extremely happy.
You bet. Thank you, Dale, very
Thank
much.
You.
Well, let's go in the office. We'll finish up the paperwork, and then we'll get this loaded, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sucks. How's that for labeling? Rick gave me this stupid job with all these crappy little labels, so I'm gonna label the shit out of his truck.
What the? Cowboy!
Label 1 to 100, just like you wanted. Next time he'll be smart enough not to give me the crappy job.
Unbelievable.